on Utah's number one sports talk, ESPN 700.
Going to do a quick camp check and just kind of get some updates on that on the two-minute drill before our good friend John Pease will be in studio talking college and pro football with us here on ESPN 700. Jason Cole, one of our favorites, longtime NFL insider with us now here on the program. Jason, just a couple of big picture topics with you. Obviously, the Ezekiel Elliott suspension is a huge deal for the Dallas Cowboys. What do you think happens in the appeal process? Do you think it gets knocked back at all? What do you think ends up happening?
That's true, yes. But with Harold Henderson taking over as the appeals officer, he's designated today by Commissioner Roger Goodell, I would say that there's a somewhat of a chance that it gets knocked back to, say, 3 or 4 games. That's possible. I think it's going to be awfully difficult for Ezekiel to do that unless he, as he and his people around him are advertising, they have some significant type of evidence that keeps saying they're going to take down the whole process and exonerate him. My question would be, if you had that information, why didn't you present it initially? But perhaps they have some strategic reasons why. But if he can produce something that is going to sway Henderson, there's a possibility. Henderson has in the past reduced suspensions, most significantly for Greg Hardy when he went from 10 games to 4 games. That said, the NFL was in a problematic position with Hardy where they definitely over-punished on the Hardy in the Hardy case, as part of making a point.
Well, the story that just won't go away in the offseason is the Kaepernick story. I won't get to a deep dive here because we're in the two-minute drill, but do you think in 3 weeks when we start the season he's on somebody's roster or not?
If it's gone this far, I would say the answer seems to be no. Every day that goes by, I'm increasingly thinking that he's not going to end up on somebody's roster, that, basically... I'm not saying that all the owners are colluding, but they're all of the same opinion that they don't want to have the guy on their roster, and there are some coaches who are in that category as well, and they don't think it's worth it. It shocks me a little bit, especially when I look at a team like the Baltimore Ravens, who for now are using Ryan Mallett as their starting quarterback. And if you're using Ryan Mallett, there's a possibility that he might have to play during the season. You're putting yourself in a questionable position in terms of winning football games.
Speaking of quarterbacks, last year we had a couple of rookies make nice debuts. Which of the rookie quarterbacks, the group of them, kind of headed up by Trubisky and Watson, Mahomes in that group, Deshaun Kizer in that group at all? Do you think any of those guys has an impact like we saw last year with Wentz and others?
No, I don't think so, because I don't think any of them are going to play right away, or the ones who are going to play, like Kizer, I don't think they're surrounded by enough talent to have that kind of year. So I think that all of them they're all in sort of problematic positions where they're on competitive teams, like with Mahomes, where, look, Kansas City doesn't want to play him yet. They want to see if they can make a run with Alex Smith. So he's not going to get on the field, and Trubisky got very little talent around. Kaiser's got very little talent if they even can get on the field. Watson maybe has an outside shot if Tom Savage fits the bit and doesn't hold on to that job. He's probably the closest one because of the talent they have on that roster.
Jason Cole, NFL insider with us here on the Bill Riley Show and the two-minute drill. Thanks, Jace.
No problem. Take care.
There you go. Jason Cole with us. We go from him to Carolina. David Newton is a Carolina Panther insider, and he joins us right now from ESPN.com. A lot of guys in Carolina with Utah and Pac-12 ties. David Newton, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Let's start with some guys here. First of all, the guy that was a dominant force out here for a number of years, I think he's now in his fourth year at Carolina, Star Lotulelei. How's he look? How's the season presenting itself? And are they still happy with Star in Carolina?
They are happy with him. He's looking pretty good out there. He's a good matchup with him and Kawan Short beside each other. They really play off each other well. Star kind of does the dirty work out there and takes up some extra blockers, and then that leaves K1 free to get the sacks where you get the big contract. The real interesting part with Star is, will the Panthers be able to keep him after this season? They haven't negotiated another deal for him yet because this will be the last year of his rookie deal. And there's some people thinking that maybe they won't, because he would cost a certain amount of money that's going to really put a lot of stress with the cap with what they would have invested in the defensive tackle position, with Kaywan already having the big 5-year $85.5 million deal. So they have Vernon Butler, who they drafted in the first round last year, that they're really looking for. So if he steps up, it's going to be interesting to see what they do. I mean, I really like the combination they've got right now, though, with Vernon Butler, who's out for a while now with an injury he suffered last week, though. You got him, and with Kaywan and Stara, I think that's going to make about as formidable of a three-man rotation. They usually have four, but three men, as you'll see in the league.
Well, David, if they like the name and the jersey number and it's selling well, they could just let Star go and draft his brother, who's going to be pretty good coming out of Utah this year.
Well, they could do that, and that's kind of the philosophy of a lot of teams now, though. If they got to invest a certain amount of money, they'll take a guy that's been drafted to work him, you know, in behind. I think that's what they were doing with Vernon Butler when they took him last year, to try to build a second level of defense there in case something happened with Star, where they couldn't get something done with him, or Kaywan. I would think it was concerned both issues, whether they could get both of those guys signed.
Second year for Jared Norris, linebacker, who had a good career here at Utah. How's Jared's, how are his chances of making the football team and contributing this year?
It'll probably be mostly on special teams, though, but he's looked good. He's had his moments in camp, so you know, they're really deep at linebacker, so there's going to be some tough cuts there. So whether he gets caught up in that remains to be seen.
And Kalen Clay was a guy, I know they brought him in, and he had a decent first game with some punts and some catches. Does he have a chance to make the team on special teams?
And he's got a chance. He's flashed at moments, too, and he's one of those guys. He's got a lot of speed, and they've been looking to upgrade there, and he's made some plays out there to catch some eyes. So he's done some of the things he needs to do to at least make an impression on the coaches to have a shot.
Last thing, we got to see him for a number of years out this direction. Coaches weren't all that upset when he left for the NFL, but reports early have been pretty good. Is he still turning heads? That's Christian McCaffrey.
Oh, my gosh, he's turning heads every day. I mean, the wow factor for him is unbelievable. I really think he could be the offensive rookie of the year in the NFL for all the things they're going to have him do. I mean, he's lined up at tailback in the shotgun beside the quarterback. He's lined up in the wildcat. He's lined up in the slot. He's lined up at wide receiver. He's juked out, Luke Kuechly, one of the best middle linebackers in the league. He's juked out Thomas Davis, one of the best outside linebackers in the league. He's just made veteran guys look silly with that first step he's got to juke them out. I mean, Luke Kuechly said the kid's got shake, and he does. I mean, he just really is a guy that's going to add another dimension to this offense, that when Cam Newton is able to throw to him consistently in practice and then even in games, it's just going to add another element and level of this offense that's going to make them that much better.
David, thank you for joining us here in Salt Lake City. Appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again.
Thanks, guys.
There you go. David Newton with us, Carolina Panthers insider with ESPN.com, and our guest here on the 2-Minute Drill, brought to you by Alta Mortgage Financial.